This evening, I would like to speak about three wise men and three great gifts. But they're not the wise men that you're used to, nor are they the gifts that you are familiar with. The first wise man was this. His name was C.S. Lewis. Now, you've probably heard of him, and if you haven't heard of him, then you've probably heard or read books by him. And if you haven't read books by him, then you've probably seen movies inspired by his books. He was a great man, a famous man. And he had a great influence on many people perhaps here in this room. And the three gifts, the three things which changed his life were a story and an experience and an idea. Stories changed him. His life was all about stories. He was a scholar who used to study ancient literature. The stories he read about were old. They were often broken and incomplete and messy. But as he studied them, he found hidden away in those ancient stories hints of a greater, deeper, more meaningful story, a story that he was intrigued by and wanted to find out more about. Stories about warriors and kings who went off and then came back years later. Stories about gods who became people and perhaps even died and rose again. And he wondered, why are these stories there? Do you know any stories like that? He also had experiences. He wasn't this dry academic. He had these deep experiences. And one of his experiences was that he would have a sudden moment of incredible, blissful joy, he called it. It's like he'd touched something absolutely wonderful, a place absolutely beautiful. He used to get it in the most odd places. The smell of the bushes in the garden suddenly inspired it. When he was a boy, he was making a little modern garden of made of moss. That inspired it of him as well. But then that experience would pass him by. It would be gone and he could no longer find it again. And so the main thing that came from it was this great sense of yearning. If only I could find it again. Other people have talked about this. Scholars call this experience of a sudden moment of joy, but then great yearning. Afterwards, they've called it Sehnsucht. There you are, that's a word for you, Sehnsucht. Have you ever had that? I think I have. I remember once out on a car park in Australia with the sun, it was the stars shining down upon me. And all of a sudden, a moment of incredible bliss and joy that I enjoyed for a few minutes. But if I went back to that same car park now in Australia, would I find it again? Just an ordinary car park. So his second thing was an experience of great joy that would pass him by and then he'd want it more and more. I think many people also find this when they look back to the past and look with nostalgia to a wonderful Christmas time with a family or something like that. But he also had an idea, a thought, an intuition really. And it was that normally, you don't normally have a desire for something if that thing doesn't possibly exist. Like if you feel thirsty, it's only because there is such a thing as water, even if you haven't got it. If you feel peckish, it's because there is such a thing as a hobnob or whatever. See what I mean? You don't tend to think of something that you feel an urge for which does not exist. Not many things. Well, what about this great yearning that he was feeling for something above and beyond his normal life and normal experience? Well, to cut a long story short, after many, many years, this man was surprised by joy. Surprised by joy. That's how he described it. Thank you, Peter. And He wrote many books about this. His autobiography was a story, and so was his most famous books, with Aslan, for example. We all know who he's about, don't we? He hid away in his stories the one great story that had led him to find his joy. The second wise man, his name was Simeon, and we've already read about him. He was kind of like an ancient Jewish C.S. Lewis, a great scholar, a great religious leader. And he too had a story, an experience, and an idea. And we read about him, if you were paying attention, at the last reading. This story which he had was also an old story, a long story. It was a broken story and an incomplete and painful story. But unlike the ones that C.S. Lewis was reading, his story was a true story. It was a true story that told them about things that God had done for many years, but wasn't complete. As well as that, that he also had an experience. His experience was a type of yearning, a longing. And the Bible says he was yearning for the consolation of his people. His country had been destroyed and hadn't been put back together, and he wanted to see it fixed. And he yearned for it. He so wanted it, but it was out of reach all the time. But he also had an idea, a notion, that if you had a yearning for something, it only existed because one day it could be fulfilled. And he was special because the Holy Spirit gave him a confidence that it was actually going to happen in his life. He was actually going to see that great yearning fulfilled. So what happened to him? I wonder if you were paying attention. He too was surprised by joy when he went down to the temple and he found what he wasn't, what no one expected to see. Let's read together, if you can see, the words that he expressed on that day. Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you have now dismissed your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in sight of all nations, the light of the foundations of the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. So there's the second wise man with three gifts. So who is the third? The third wise man, or indeed woman, it could be. Well, of course, it's you, or me, or anyone else who had the same encounter that they have had. I wonder, have you got a story? Maybe a story about your life, a story that's broken, a story that perhaps is rather longer than you would like it to be, with twists and turns, with incompleteness and unresolved things, with such painful thoughts that you don't want to even remember again. A story that you would love to see completed. A story that you would love to see brought to a happy end and not just left in a mess. I wonder if you've ever had an experience. I wonder if you've ever had some little hint that there is more beyond this place and this life. Something that you've sensed or can remember, but now is so far out of reach, wherever you go and whatever you might try to do. It's just beyond you. I wonder if you have a thought, an idea, maybe even a spirit working within you, telling you, prompting you, that perhaps this year, this week, this Christmas, even today, you could find something that would change your life forever. And I wonder, have you any idea what that something might be? Have you any idea what might lead you to be surprised by joy?